You know, Joe, you start with these riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold, but the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You people, you're the fucking coolest!
Just fucking use you. You know what I'm saying, Joe?
What is that? What is it? One more shot in Saloon?
Tune in to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet, Monday evenings at 6:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love.
One, two, one, woo!
Did you wrong? Young boy done me bad. I went and did you wrong. And I got high. Lord, I got high. Now I got a bone to pick with you. And I'm sure you know it's true. Oh, one day when you're looking back, you were young and mine, you were sad.
Vancouver, and you're tuning in to Sore Throats Clapping Hands. I'm your host, Robert Privet. I will be with you for the next hour and one half before Explode and Head Movies comes on with Gak, followed by the Jazz Show at 9, followed by Canada Post Rock with P-Bone at midnight. And we started that off with Ryan Adams off of Heartbreaker, To Be Young, and we're going to keep going with Jack Mercer and the Whisk Bandits here on CITR.
You've been seeing
you've been trying to forget me or even regret me, but the harder that you try, the better I look. Because I never did you no wrong. I even wrote you a few songs. Now I'm just a page in your book. Cause I'm gone, Lord, I'm gone. I'm leaving the city all alone. Yeah, I'm gone, Lord, I'm gone. Above me, thinking when will that boy ever learn? Because I love to play with fire, it fuels my desire. Nearly every time I get burned, but I will not flinch. No, I will not show a shake. Say what's on my mind every time. I'm so damn straight up. You would think I was a square, but that is the case. No, I'm not there, cause I'm gone. Lord, I'm gone. City lights that told me, so I drink enough to burn past my feet. Now I stumble on home, for now I'm all alone, praying that I make it to my street. Cause I'm gone, Lord, I'm gone, leaving the city all alone. Yeah, I'm gone, Lord, I'm gone, leaving the city all alone. Yeah,
Do the beat, do the beat. Yo, yo, what's up, Vancouver? This is The Briggs, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow.
The lottery line at Fine Foods is three blocks long, and Hassan selling PBR to hipsters with ironic mustaches who most definitely wants the punk and now wear flannel and scream over bar chords on acoustic guitars. The park's full of scum fucks, Googles and train kids, busking and flying signs for Sparks and Beast Ice. But not food for their dogs, not laundromats to clean their clothes. They don't even shower, but that's how it goes. And I don't care much either way, cause when they're my age, they'll all own sobs. Vacation homes with pending divorce, memberships at the golf course. And I do not, hell no, no I do not. Check this out. You see, I grew up in a traffic jam, a cul-de-sac all-American, with tapered jeans and leather jacket and Nike high tops. A hair farmer from the suburbs, a drunk speed metal drummer. Now how the hell did I end up in real tree camo and Carhartts? It's safe to say that I've lost grip. Oh, look, there goes another hipster kid in neon on a track bike, paying a school to learn art. A buy green vegetarian, a fashion icon charlatan at the bar, buying rounds with his mother's credit card. And I don't care much either way, 'cause when they're my age, they'll all own socks, vacation homes with pending divorce, memberships at the golf course. And I do not, hell no, no I do not. Come on with us. My age, they'll all own sobs, vacation homes with pending divorce, memberships at the golf course. And I do not, no, I do not.
Listen up, the deadline for Shindig 2012 is fast approaching. If you are a local musician or band, now is your chance to get in on this high-stakes battle of the bands and earn yourself some prizes and glory. Past participants of Shindig include the Pack AD, 3 Inches of Blood, Japan Droids, Youth Hate Party, and so much more. All styles are welcome. The deadline for digital submission is August 6th, while physical entries must be received by August 12th. For instructions on how to submit your entry, go to CITR.ca or find CITR Radio on Facebook.
Despite the fact that 8 in 10 Canadians are against warrantless and costly online spying, the government remains stubborn, set to cement this scheme into law. With their huge PR budget, they've unleashed a reckless and irresponsible campaign that suggests warrantless collection of our private data is on par with a phone book. We can't let them trick Canadians. Go to www.openmedia.ca now to find out what you can do to get involved and stop this smoke and mirrors campaign the government has started.
Hello, and welcome to back to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Robert Privet. I've got a great show coming up for you. What we listened to there before the break was started off with Ryan Adams off Heartbreaker and To Be Young, name of the song. And then we followed that up with Local Boy Jack Mercer and the Whisk Bandits off their self-titled 5-songer and I'm Gone, name of the track. And then that was off of Tim Berry's new album, 40 Miler, Fine Foods Market. And like I said, we got a good show coming up for you because we're going to get into some more new stuff. Keep going over Tallest Man on Earth's new album, Trapper Chip and the Shades, and also the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band. I've got tickets to give away to concerts. Larry and his Flask show on the 10th at the Media Club. And super cool. Larry and his Flask, some guys from there, they're going to be calling into, or maybe the entire band will be calling into the show all the way from Alaska at around 7 o'clock, so stay tuned. Right now, what do we got here? Let's listen to something I wanted to get to last week and I don't think I did. This is Blackbird Rum from Purse Scene Pistol Dance here on CITR.
Hard. Avenue, arms and legs strung about in a chaotic array. Dear Phoebe's swaddling dogs make festival upon the door. Great slaughters breaking windows and looting stores. As new roofs grow up the crack of the
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
you shake a hand of everyone you meet.
Grind It Down. That's the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, and they got a new album out on Side One Dummy Records. That's Between the Ditches. You can check that out online for information. And well, you're listening to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Robert Privet. And half hour through the show already. And like I said, coming up is Larry and his Flask. They're going to be calling into the station in about half an hour. Have a little chat with them, and we're going to be giving away tickets to their show. They're coming to the Media Club here in Vancouver on August 10th. And actually two nights of great fun at the Media Club, because before that is Murder by Death. They're coming to the Media Club on August 9th. So I recommend that you take a double shot of the Media Club on the 9th and the 10th. But yes, before that, Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, we heard the Can Kickers from Mountain Dudes, Wolves a Howlin', and before that was Blackbird Rum, Purse Scene, and the name of the album. I've had a hard time with that one for some reason. And Pistol Dance is the name of the song. I'm going to open up the phone lines right now to anyone who wants to go to the Hilarious Flask show and just hasn't got around to getting tickets or needs a little push in that direction for all you people out there. So that's 604-822-2487. You can call into the boot. Whoa! Bam, already a phone call. 604-822-2487. You might already be too late because I already got a call in. So that's great. So I'm going to answer this phone right now. And in the meantime, why don't you listen to this new stuff from the Abrams Brothers off of Northern Redemption. You're listening to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR.
I don't know why I failed to try, failed to try. Summer pines kiss the northern skies. While the mist floats up the river, I wake and try and say goodbye. I don't know why I failed to try, failed to try.
Out there who wanted to go to the Hilarious Flask show and decided not to call in because I said that we already had a call. That wasn't anything to do with Larry and his flask. So you can call into the station right now at 604-822-2487, and you can get a pair of tickets to go see Larry and his flask on August 10th. That was Abrams Brothers, and this is Trapper Ship in the Shades here on CITR.
Today pass me by. So long, so long, so long. Tomorrow I'm leaving, I can't give her more time. So long, so long, so long. No sad goodbye in the back of my mind. Take to the highway, leave everything behind. It's like riding uphill on the center line. Can't trust in the other side. So long to the evening, today pass me by. So long, so long, so long. Tomorrow I'm leaving, I can't give up more time. So long, so long, so long. I found the things your money couldn't buy. The steel of a breeze, the breath in a sigh. I just lost my reason to try, and that's why I had to say bye. So long. Around among the damned, but the neon city lights play tricks on my mind. Like a moth to a flame, a gambler's hand to the dice. The hard liquor days, the low labor wages, the dim lit stages left me drunk, broken, blind. Well, now I'm back on the road, back in control, made up my mind. I'm watching it all unravel as though for the first time in my life. I don't know where
scrub the meat saw with a toothbrush of coffee on base. Shine the toilets in a bar when showtime arrives. Three sheets and a dive, my heart on my sleeve, and convictions on trial. I'll watch time and again as young turned the backs. My words were just lost on the thunder on the deaf. Well, now I'm back on the road. Guitar in his hand, I asked for directions. He said, don't look back. If you dream it, go and be it. If you're passionate, allow it. Stay the course you believe in. You make it there, my friend. I'm back on the road, back in control.
Total Chaos. This is Sean Smash, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Punk's not dead, boo.
Yeah. dreamt of our love alone and singing to just one. It's you I love you, oh.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
My name is Tim, and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. I will be playing best punk, hardcore, metal, ska, and reggae music for you from all over the world. We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.
And we're back with Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR 101.9 FM. And my name is Robert Privet. I'm about halfway through the show before Explode and Head Movies comes on with Gak, followed by the Jazz Show at 9 p.m. until midnight. So, yes, what you heard there before the break was the Rural Alberta Advantage off of an old disc, Hometown's Luciana. And before that was another Canadian there, is Bryce Jardine. The Kids Are Gone, new album he's got out there, Bright Young Eyes, name of the song. And then before that was Trapper Shep and the Shades, and from Milwaukee or something to that effect. I might be wrong on that, but that sort of area, Midwest. And they have a new album, Run Engine Run, and that's on Side One Dummy Records. And before that was the Abrams Brothers. New album as well, Northern Redemption. Might be their first album, I'm not too sure, but name of the song was Northern Redemption as well. So yes, I'd like to congratulate Scott, who's got tickets to go see Larry and His Flask on August 10th, courtesy of this station, CITR, and Sore Throats Clapping Hands, and me, Robert Privet. A little self-promotion there. Larry and His Flask are coming to the Media Club on August 10th, and the night before that is Murder by Death on August 9th. So that's two really good shows at the Media Club. So cool in the gang for the Media Club. And we'll totally be checking that over. And next week I'll also be giving away tickets, just in case you missed those and you still wanted to go. I've got a pair of tickets to give away next week as well. Yes. So what we got coming up for you, other than a quick little chat with Larry and His Flask at 7 o'clock around that time, is we're going to go through some, I'm going to call it singer-songwriter, but some acoustic punk rock from hometown hero Jesse Laborde off his new album, I Go By The Sound. We've been going through that in the past couple months, but I didn't play any last week, so I thought I'd give it a shot here. And also, we're going to be sampling a little bit from Ben Olson's With Nothing Framed, and he came through town with Worst Days Down to play a little gig at the at Neptune Records last Friday or the Friday before that. Either way, it was really good. Really enjoyed it. And I also have a copy of his album in case anyone wants to call in. But why don't we listen to Just a Little Birthday, and then after that will be Ben Olson, and then you can call in to 604-822-2487, and I'll give you a copy of Ben Olson's new album. So, yes, good stuff. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Jesse Laborde from I Go By The Sound.
Without objection, is the case in front of us to leave this as it is? I have a memory inside my head that the photograph don't match. So take a
This is Phil Plait of BadAstronomy.com, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM for UBC in Vancouver, British Columbia.
One, two, three, four.
I'm at war with myself, I'm at war with you, I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs, because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain, I want the clarity of the challenge, I want to win. I want to kick in the head, I want to tear the throat box out, I want to smash in the lungs, I want to kick in the rib cage, I want to split the spine, and I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM, where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
I do, Kim. I do. My name is Robert Privet, and this is Sore Throats Clapping Hands, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And yes, there's about half an hour left in the show, and I see that my phone light is blinking here, and what I'm guessing is that is Larry and his flask calling from Alaska. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave you with a bit of music, and I'm going to go chat with them for a second, and then we'll be back. We'll be back in one moment. Listen to this Frank Turner tune. You might recognize it from the promo for this show.
Thank you.
teacher of mine once told me that life was just a list of disappointments and defeats, and you could only do your best. And I said, well, that's a fucking cop-out. You're just washed up and you're tired, and when I get to your age, well, I won't be such a coward. But these days I sit at home, known to shout at my TV, and punk rock didn't live up to what I'd hoped that it could be, and all the things that I believed with all my heart when I was young are just coasters for beers and clean surfaces for drugs. And I packed all my pamphlets with my Bibles at the back of the shelf. Well, it was bad enough, the feeling, and the first time it hit when you realized your parents had let the world all go to shit, and that the values and ideals for which many had fought and died had been killed off in the committees and left to die by the wayside. But it was worse when we turned to the kids on the left and got let down again by some poor excuse for protest. Yeah, by idiot fucking hippies in 50 different factions who were locked inside some kind of 60s battle reenactment. And I hung up my banner in disgust and I head for the door. Oh, but once we were young and we to care, but I guess you live and learn. We won't make that mistake again, no. Oh, but surely just for one day, yeah, we could fight and we could win. And if only for a little while, we could insist on the impossible. Well, we've been a good few hours drinking, so I'm gonna say what everyone's thinking. If we're stuck on this ship and it's sinking, then we might as well have a parade. 'Cause if it's still gonna hurt in the morning, and our better plans yet to get forming, then where's the harm spending an evening in my to the streets, let's be 1905, but not 1917. Let's be heroes, let's be martyrs, let's be radical thinkers who never have to test drive the least of their dreams. Let's divide up the world into the damned and the saved, and then ride to the valley like the old Life Brigade, and straighten our backs and we won't be afraid, and they'll celebrate our deaths with a national parade. Let's refuse to live and learn. Let's make all our mistakes again, yes. And then, darling, just for one day, yeah, we can fight and we can win. But if only for a little while, we could insist on the impossible. Leave the morning to the morning, yeah, pain can be killed with aspirin tablets and vitamin pills. But memories of hope and of glorious defeat are a little bit harder to beat.
There you go, Frank Turner, off of Love Iron Song, and that's a song by the same title. And who I have on air is Larry, and Larry and his flask, well, not not Larry, but one of the members, and we'll be with you in 1 second if I get the phone going here. 1 second here. Da, 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 da. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. How are you doing?
Doing great, man.
Well, I'd like to thank you first for calling in all the way from Alaska. That's a grand tour. I'd like to thank you on behalf of the people of the Yukon, and I say, well, I assume they're all thanking you up there, but you know, I know that they don't get many shows up there, and so good on you for touring up there. How are you liking it?
Oh, it was amazing, man. All pleasure is all on our side of the table for sure. We were just honored to be a part of the I think it was like the 30th or yeah, something like the 30th year of the Dawson City Music Festival, and it was incredible. And we got to go up and play Fairbanks and Anchorage and Alaska State Fair. We were at all weekend. It's been amazing to get up here. We're all just madly in love with the North, so it's nice day.
Yeah, and so
you to come here and play music.
You're going to be touring back. You were saying to Bellingham there. Take a quick break because you've been on tour for a little while now. I mean, you made some miles. Put on some serious kilometers or miles, whatever you want to. However you want to call it.
Yep, our van says both. So.
Oh yeah.
Miles and kilometers, a lot this year. Yeah, we've been on the road pretty steady since January. We went out to, we did 5 weeks in the States, went to Europe for 5 weeks, did cross Canada, went all the way to St. John's and back. And now we're up here up north, and then we head back, actually back tonight. We hop a ferry at 1 a.m. It's like 3-day ride on the ocean. They call the Alaska Marine Highway. It takes us in between all the islands and mainland down the northern coast of BC to lands in Bellingham, and then get off the ferry, play a show in Bellingham that night, the last 2 dates of Warped Tour, and then go home for like 2 days and then head right up to play the Media Club.
There you go, and that's in Vancouver on August 10th. So I suggest everyone to head out there if you're listening. Yeah, for sure. Now, one thing I wanted to ask you: Larynx Flask has its roots in punk and metal, and I just wanted to ask you about that transition, because I reckon that the audience has stayed the same, all the way through, even though because they're punk rockers and stuff like that. How's that transition for you? Because you've kept the energy up, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, in a way, there wasn't that big of an audience for the punk rock stuff, so it kind of was just like starting anew,
mm-hmm.
kind of starting fresh, just as we could have changed the band name, but we figured we just keep it the same when we kind of changed the music up, just kept the same name, and we had quite a bit of punk rock like connections, and just kind of kept this, start playing house parties and dive bars, and because that's how. So we always knew how to do it, and just kind of DIY, like grassroots. And
mm-hmm.
But the good part about it playing acoustic is we could play on the street, and that really expanded our audience. We could busk and play to any, anybody walking by could hear us, and that was really helpful for us,
Yeah, I was going to say that. I've if anyone out there is listening there, check out Larynx Flask on YouTube, because you guys got some really good live stuff on the street there. Just, I don't know who was taking the video, or if you guys set something up, or somebody just walking by.
That was just someone random. Well, I think all of it is just random people with like cell phones, picking it up, and so that's really cool, because it's totally free advertisement, and we're just trying to busk to make some extra dollars to get down the road anyway, so it works out.
Certainly
didn't expect any of that, so we just set up and play and see what happens, see who we meet, and
fair enough.
What comes of it.
Are you going to be doing any busking here in Vancouver? How much do you do that these days? I mean, now that you've got, you're on the road, obviously, for most of the year. Do you ever, sneak out to, to play a little bit of acoustic stuff on the street there?
We try to as much as we can. Like, we've been, whenever we get to go to a city that we really, know that's a good place to busk or whatever, but a lot of times we do it, strictly based on having no money, So we just toured Europe for 5 weeks, and we were busking every day we could, just to keep gas in the gas tank and stuff. And we love to do it, because it just is a, it's really great way to connect with people and just play, nobody has to pay to get into a venue and wait around, and it's just a nice surprise to people, I think. So we do it as much as we can. Lately we've been pretty busy just driving so many miles every day, so a lot of times we can't do as much as we'd like, but
mm-hmm.
try to keep it going.
Now, and you're going to be playing, I guess you played Ska Fest in Victoria, and
yep.
You're going to be playing the Sunshine Coast and Powell River.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're saying that you're originally from the Okanagan Valley. So what is that like, being back in BC? I'm not sure when you left, but is that any great memories there?
Well, yeah, I mean, we were young, my brother and I lived there I think I was like six or something when we moved back down to Oregon, and we've kind of lived there ever since. But we still have a lot of family there. My mom actually just moved back yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Oh, there you go.
And so I'll probably be spending a lot more time up in Okanagan. But yeah, we love Canada, and as a band collectively, we all love touring Canada and always have a good time and a lot of friends all over the country. So.
Right on. Well, I'd like to thank you very much. I know that you're busy and in and off of ferries and got to play in a couple hours and all that good stuff. So I'm going to let you go, but thank you very much for calling in, and we can't wait to hear you here in Vancouver on August 10th at the Media Club.
No worries.
Okay, awesome. Well,
good talking to you, man.
Yeah, cheers. Have a good one. And everyone out there, this is Black Knight Shroud, Lariness Flask. You're listening to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR. And that was Larry and his flask. In case you were wondering, that was Jesse Marshall Who I was chatting with before. I just said he was a member of Larry and His Flask, but that was Jesse Marshall, one of the original members, one of the brothers, Jamin Marshall and Jesse Marshall, who formed the band back in 2003 as a punk rock band with Greg Johnson. But as you heard, they kind of started afresh and turned into like a little bit of more of a sort of a revival or Americana type thing, which we all know and love these days. So check them out August 10th at the Media Club. Next week on Monday, since I'm here every Monday, I will be giving away tickets to the show. And you can be like Scott, who got tickets to go to see that show earlier on in this show. There you go. So anyhow, another band that's coming to town is Murder by Death, and that's one night before August 9th at the Media Club. And we're going to listen to that right now, and then we'll probably get into maybe a Bright Eyes tune and sample another bit of The Tallest Man on Earth's new album before Explode and Head Movies comes on with Gak at the half hour. So there you go. This is Murder by Death. You'll listen to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR.
All the things that I've done, you just can't see, 'cause you're young. I paid my dues and I had my fun. You'll have yours too, son. You'll have yours too, son. How fast they can take it away. You're walking around free, and it takes the next day. Time has a way of breaking you down, piece by piece, from your top to your crown. I've stood at Pompeii, prayed to stone, and dead. But you don't see shit when you look at me. I've watched the smoke rise from a princess pile. They don't look much different from a burger's fire. Yeah, I know, know you don't think much of me, but in time you'll see.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
That's awesome. That's Shred Kelly, and that's their new single, Cabin Fever, off of a new album that's... whoa, there it is again. And their new album is either In the Hills or Cabin Fever. I think it's called In the Hills, and that'll be coming in September. But for now, you can download two of their singles for free, including what you just heard, from their website, shredkelly.com. And they will be coming... into Vancouver to do a release show. I don't know if it's actually a CD release show. Maybe I'm wrong on that one, but I was chatting with them earlier today, and they said they'll be in Vancouver in around October, and they'll be doing an interview on this show, which is great, and also, you know, be going to that show, so that's going to be really good. I really, really dig it. I'm really stoked about this this new release. Anyway, I'll be playing the other single next week on Sore Throats Clapping Hands, here every Mondays from 6 to 7:30. on CITR, playing alt country and revival type stuff and anti-folk and, you know, all that good stuff. So, yes, now stay tuned for Explode and Head Movies with Gak. He is not in the studio as of yet, but and usually he is. So before we start calling the police and wondering where he is, let's just put, I'm going to put some bright eyes on for you. And we'll assume that he's going to be right around the corner. You can always reach me at robert@badbirdmedia.com or robert@badbird.tv if you want to send me some of your stuff. If you're playing acoustic type punk rock and all that good stuff, you can send that to me and I will see about putting it on air. So thanks a lot for tuning in, Vancouver, and I will be back next week. Here is Bright Eyes on Sore Throats, Clapping Hands. This is CITR.
Drinking the sunlight of Winnetka, California, where they understand the weight of human hearts. See, sorrow gets too heavy and joy it tends to hold ya, the fear that it eventually departs. And the truth is I've been dreaming of some tired, tranquil place where the weather won't get trapped inside my bones. And if all these years of searching find one sympathetic face, then it's there I'll plant these seeds and make my home. I spent a daydreaming of dying in Mesa, Arizona. Through all the green of life had turned to ash. And I felt I was on fire with the things I could have told you. I just assumed that you eventually would ask. And I wouldn't have to bring up my so badly broken heart. And all those months I just wanted to sleep. And the spring it did come slowly, I guess it did its part. My heart has thawed and continues to beat. My brother on the outskirts of Olympia, where the forest and the water become one. And we talked about our childhood like a dream we were convinced of, the perfect peaceful street that we came from. And I know he heard me strumming all those sad and simple chords as I sat inside my room so long ago. And it hurts that he's still shaking from those secrets that were told. My car closed up too tight and the heart turned cold.
I'm Peter Mansbridge and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.